Forest picnic at Radhakund. Brindadevi escorts Radha Madhav and the Sakis to a beautiful eating platform on the north side of the Lotus Temple. There is a vast assortment of sliced fruits and other tasty treats, attractively arrayed on leaves of banana, palasha, or shala. Leaf cups from banana tree bark hold some of the items. Krishna sits on an asan of white flowers covered with a white sheet. Subal and Marumangal sit on his left and right. Radha and the Sakis sit opposite Krishna in order to serve the preparations brought by Brinda. Radharani serves four kinds of coconuts: white, red, green, yellow, whose pulp is soft, firm, and liquid. After separating the pulp from the husk, the Sakis mold it into bite-sized pieces shaped like conch shells. Krishna and his friends sip the coconut juice and eat the tender coconut pulp, malai, after Radhika breaks open the shell. Radha serves mangoes of many colors and sizes. Some are almost ripe, some are ripe. Krishna, Madhu, and Subal enjoy them all, especially the slightly ripe ones, and the seedless mangoes with thin skins. Some of the mangoes are eaten while keeping the skin on the mango. Some have thick juice suitable for sucking, and others are best chewed. One mango is very ripe and filled with rus. After clipping the end, Krishna sucks the juice directly from the mango with great pleasure, chosa am. The ripe jackfruits resemble the color of golden lotuses and the shape of champak petals. The boys savor the tasty fruits of jackfruit, pilu, grapes, dates, nectar guavas, palm fruits, pears, grapefruits, bale, jambu, lavali, lakucha, kamaranga, buichi, karonda, bijari, amla and bale, and pomegranate, etc. Radhika serves some sensational exotic fruits. Krishna and the Sakas enjoy the lotus seeds and stems, and many types of fruits, nuts, and pulpy seeds. Then Radhika serves her homemade sweets, such as kheer sar, floating in sugar juice, naranga, ruchaka, chandrakanti, gangajal laddus, and many other types of laddus that satisfy all of Krishna's senses. One kind of laddu is made from sugar, camphor, cloves, cardamom, and black pepper mixed in condensed milk. They serve jackfruit juice mango juice and other juices mixed with sugar and camphor. They also serve camphor and nectar pies. Krishna, Subal, and Madhumangal thoroughly relish all the delicious items served by Samukhi, whose face beams with joy while giving her dishes to Krishna. There is an interesting burfi sweet shaped like a tree that Krishna and his friends enjoy by biting its leaves, flowers, branches, trunks, and roots. As each item is served, Madhumangal makes the sakis laugh by contorting his face with disgust over one preparation, or praising another by showing a silly smile of appreciation. After eating, Krishna and the sakas wash their mouths with camphor-scented water supplied by the sakis. Then Krishna rests upon a flower bed in another room. Tulsi and others offer pan, massage Krishna's legs, and fan him with chamaras, and render other pleasing services. While chewing pan, Batu and Subal stroll over to the southern wing of the lotus temple to rest on their own refreshing flower beds. And meanwhile, Radha, Lalita, Vishaka, and other sakis sit down to eagerly relish Krishna's nectarine remnants served by Brinda and Rupamanjari. Nandi Mukhi and Kundalata pass joking words to increase their bliss of eating. After washing their mouths, Radhika and the sakis enter Krishna's sleeping chamber. Radha sits on a corner of the bed, and others sit in a circle around it. Tulsi offers Krishna's tambul remnants to Radha and the sakis. Danishta, Nandimukhi, and Kundalata are given separate pan. Then Brinda, Tulsi, and Rupamanjari take their meal with the maidservants. Afterwards, the Manjaris return to Radha Krishna's sleeping chamber. Nandimukhi and Kundalata go to take rest in the eastern wing. Radha gives her tambul remnants to the Manjaris and some separate tambul to Brinda, which she takes outside to relish. While Radhika sits shyly on the edge of the flower bed, Krishna smiles and suddenly embraces her and joyfully transfers his pan into Radha's mouth. Rupamanjari and other leading Manjaris fan Radha Madhav with chamaras and perform other services until the divine couple slip into a blissful slumber. Thus concludes the forest picnic in Radhakund.